If you're a giant company, which for years has been blamed for everything from destroying small mom and pop businesses to treating your employees very badly, supporting child labor overseas, if you're that company, you probably don't want 3 decades worth of behind-the-scenes video footage of executives in revealing moments slipping into the hands of filmmakers, news producers, and YouTube. Yeah, that's what's happening to Walmart after it had a falling out with a small company called Flagler Productions that has for 30 years been contracted to film corporate events for the retail giant. Wall Street Journal reporter Gary McWilliams has been following this. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Faith. How are you?
Fine, thanks. So what's in these videos and how did they get out?
Well, you know, what they are is a sort of a fascinating glimpse into a very large and a very important company. And what the videos show were very intimate moments of intense corporate pride, of culture, and really of executive hijinks. And it's very rare for such an archive to become available. As you may know, you know, most large corporations, they keep a very tight rein on information about themselves.
Now, we have one example which we can play. This is Sam Walton, the now deceased founder of Walmart, introducing a member of the board at the time, this woman named Hillary Clinton.
In my opinion, you are one of the finest lawyers, legal persons that I've ever met or ever known. And without any question, you've added more to our board than about anybody we've ever had on that board, for the Walmart board. But Hillary, I hope you can stay long enough to feast your eyes on this latest creation of Walmart.
I want to shop.
I know you want to shop. Well, come up here and talk to us a minute. Welcome Hillary Clinton, would you please?
Oh, thank you. I mean, everybody told me that this star would just knock me out, and I'm so proud of this company and everything that it represents.
Gary, I'm guessing the Obama campaign is probably pretty happy these videos have surfaced.
Oh, they haven't contacted me, so I really wouldn't know. But, you know, Senator Clinton doesn't often talk about those 6 years on the Walmart board.
Back when she was one of those legal persons?
Yes. So when things like this come out, it does show sort of an unusual glimpse of, both the time and the person.
Now, Gary, as you said, Walmart is pretty well known for its secrecy. So how did this happen? How did they let such an embarrassing trove of tapes surface?
Some of this is just an interesting part of the company history. You know, Walmart came out of rural America, you know, where very much business was done on a handshake. And in this case, Flagler virtually grew up with Walmart, starting in the early years, sort of barnstorming with Sam and his plane. And over time, they just continued to do corporate business meetings, shareholder gatherings, training sessions. And the sort of unusual thing we point out in our story is that, Walmart had suggested that Flagler should erase the tapes and reuse them, you know, to save money. It's pretty much part of their culture. But the founder of Flagler, Mike Flagler, decided, you know, he was witnessing something very important and very unusual. He was very much smitten by Sam Walton's character, and he decided that he would keep these.
I mean, I'm shocked that Walmart didn't have some sort of corporate lawyer making Flagler Productions sign some, you know, confidentiality form.
There are a lot of people shocked, I will say today. The attorneys I've talked to say this is very unusual. But there's a piece in federal law that says, you know, Flagler was hired as a sort of a show producer. You know, they would coordinate the lighting, the cameras, the stage designers,
right,
and stage setup. And so, the filming was something they did typically to provide to Walmart after the fact. So for executives that weren't able to attend the meetings or for rebroadcast to employees, they would make these tapes available.
So Gary, according to your article, Flagler and Walmart had this relationship for 3 decades. For 30 years, Flagler was filming these events. Then Walmart decided not to use Flagler Productions anymore and use some other production company to do their events. So the release or availability of these tapes is a bit of a revenge story, right?
I'm not sure. I mean, it may become that, but essentially, you know, this company has had these videos for some time. You know, they were not rehired, I think, in 2006 for the corporate meetings, and these things sort of stayed under lock and key someplace in around Kansas City. And what happened was, it is a very interesting tale, is a Kansas City attorney who had filed this suit against Walmart over a gas can, had come across the resume from one of the laid-off employees that talked about the work the person had done for Flagler. And that got her very interested in what exactly are in these tapes. She got a court order to view the library and, you know, was sort of shocked to find out it's not just a few tapes, it's, 15,000 reels. So, you know, the story that I've been told is essentially that, you know, she told her friends who told their friends who told other friends, and very slowly the word got out.
So that's who it seems might be interested in these videos. I mean, I know there's a gender discrimination suit that was filed against Walmart involving 1.6 million women and billions of dollars. So would those lawyers representing those suits be thinking these video clips could be useful to their plaintiffs?
They have. In fact, you know, we spoke with Joe Sellers, who's carrying one of the cases, the Dukes case. And he sent an associate to Kansas City to go through the videos and purchase them.
Now, to be fair to Walmart, I mean, 5 years ago, Walmart was rightly or wrongly seen as an incarnation of corporate evil by a lot of people. But today, they've really tried to change that image. They have wide-reaching environmental practices, and they've improved, you know, health insurance and policies. And it was Walmart who first helped Katrina victims. So do you think these videos may not be worth all that much now that Walmart has had this substantial makeover?
I don't know. It's hard to say. We pointed out that it's stirring a lot of interest, and it's sort of the interest, maybe historical interest, that Walmart doesn't want right now. But it is a change company, and the curious thing is the executive changes are what spurred the company to go away from Flagler and hire a different producer. It was changes at the very top of their marketing that decided, hey, we want to bring in people from a different area, and that led to this whole story.
Now, finally, you're not allowed to say, I don't know, to this one, because I want some good scoop. What's your favorite video? You mentioned that there's some hijinks going on in some of these videos.
Well, they really are, it's maybe more prosaic than that. I don't have a favorite video. These really are just sort of, they're moments in a company's culture and history that shed some light. I mean, this fantastic images of Sam, as a young man in the Walton family.
There aren't any, like, greeters in blue smocks doing kick lines, drunk or anything?
I don't know. I work with words, not images, and so I've seen some just to validate what we wrote.
Gary, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Gary McWilliams is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal, and you can find out more about his article on our website, morefairgame.org.